This is Magnetic Buddha, and the sun has finally broken free of the clouds. A bit late in the day, the birds seem to appreciate it though. Today I'm just going to talk a little bit about something I tried earlier. I'm writing a book, or I've decided to start a new book. Not even going to say what the title is or anything about it at the moment, because it's like an iceberg. There's just a tiny tip, a huge amount going on in the subconscious, so I'm just going to let that do its job. I think it's a really strong idea though. I think it is. Anyway, I like to try and kind of second guess my brain, or creep up on my brain and surprise it with random associations when I'm doing that kind of thing. So I decided to use Audioboo as a kind of mixer, and I was sitting there and I was reading a book called Stone Junction by Jim Dodge. Awesome book, I recommend you read it. And I searched for those tags on Audioboo. I started with Stone, and I got back, like, I think a 30 second Audioboo from somewhere in the States of someone recording hailstones hitting their car window, which started all these kind of visual things going on in my head. I put in Junction, I didn't get anything, so I put in Jim. And when I put in Jim, I got the sound of somebody playing a Bob Dylan song on stage, in the States. And I imagined hailstones raining on Bob Dylan, and started writing some ideas down, some skits around that, that hopefully will find their way into the subconscious and power that network of that kind of network of associations, and I can hang story hooks off of it. So it was a right giggle. Do that sometime. Use anything, really. Anything that outputs content from a large community of people and has tagging. Think of the things some of the things you're involved in at that point in time, if you're involved in a creative endeavour, and look for them on those networks. Twitter, Audioboo, you name it. So it was good fun. And it's kind of I love exploring the creative process and how that side of the brain, that huge, submerged, unparalleled processing engine, it works in such a random way. The head Google is just incredibly fascinating to explore. So I'm going to carry on with various bits and pieces and nail down some creative techniques, if you like. If you're involved in anything audacious, speak to you soon. Bye.